Day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, 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 and your television screens last night, apart from that wonderful story about finding that little boy alive, which was just so unexpected, I think, across the nation, just a wonderful, wonderful story. Remember, 385 people went out as volunteers to look for that little boy. I think everyone's a hero. Now, let me draw your attention to this amid the avalanche of negative news releases we get on the health of the Great Barrier Reef. A ray of sunshine, a little ray of sunshine. Listen closely. Corals may be able to roll with the punches of climate change better than initially thought in coming decades. That's the finding of new Queensland-led research published yesterday and based on an analysis of 95 trait measurements across 19 species of reef-building corals from previous studies. Now, the authors determined corals can pass down abilities to survive under environmental stresses like rising temperatures through their genes. Here's the quote. "We found their ability to pass on adaptive traits is maintained despite increasing temperatures," said the lead author, Kevin Byros Novak, a PhD candidate at JCU's Coral Centre of Excellence. This is what Kevin said. "In particular, corals that are better than average at survival, growth and resisting bleaching stress under future ocean conditions should be good at passing those advantages on to their offspring." Skip to the conclusion here. "They are good at our findings show that corals are fighters. They are good at passing beneficial traits onto the next generation and the next, helping them cope with the stresses they face. This is what may help them navigate the next few decades better than we previously thought." Well, 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 is this a breakthrough or what? I'm going to turn to a gentleman who's very much been living and breathing these matters for decades. He's Professor Peter Reid, independent scientist, marine geophysicist. Hello, Peter.
G'day.
Let's talk about this release yesterday. I mean, you probably no surprise to you, but the fact is that it's out there being circulated among the Australian public, which is, I think, a virtual breakthrough.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's good that they're doing this work. I mean, it's completely no surprise that a coral will pass on its traits. You know, if a coral is really good at high temperature, that it will pass on those traits to its offspring. This is really no surprise. But it's good that the papers are coming out. Of course, in the news releases, I always the good news has to be ultimately crushed by some comment about how ultimately they still won't be able to keep up with climate change. So we still have no chance with reef, but it's good to see it.
Actually, it's always good to talk to you too, because no one else wants to talk about it, the recovery of the reef. Of course, we saw a few years ago, yes, there was damage. There's been substantial, if not total, recovery in some places. I hear reports from some people who are diving that it's in areas better than it was, you know, decades ago. So what's going on with the recovery, Peter? We can, I think, actually ask you that question. You're prepared to talk about it. Others don't like to.
Well, the latest statistics of coral cover from Ames, which came out, a month ago, show that we're at record high coral cover. Totally. You know, it's not just bounced back. In a lot of places, it's at completely record high. And I think there's only one of the 13 regions that's actually just a little bit below average. Everything else is at average or above average. But, you know, coming back to this latest paper, they're talking there about the passing on the traits. So, you know, evolution slowly allows them to become more adapted to higher temperatures. But, of course, what's often forgotten here and has also been published a lot in the last 15 years is that corals have another trick up their sleeve that we don't have, because corals is there's a little animal, and inside it there are these little algae called zooxanthellae, and the coral just can swap the species of zooxanthellae that lives inside it. And depending on what type it allows to grow inside it, it can cope with really hot temperatures or really cold temperatures. And this is what they do during bleaching. So when they bleach, they'll often change the algae. Mm. And so by just changing the algae, the same coral can actually deal with 2 to 3 degrees hotter temperature. And yes, very few other species have that sort of ability.
Yeah. This recent high coral cover, in fact, the highest level of coral cover that's been recorded, I don't understand why there's concern about that getting out to the general public. No one wants to talk about it. Why would that be a threat to some people? Why wouldn't everybody want to celebrate that fact?
Well, it's a good point. But again, I mean, I just saw it, I don't know whether you know, but Nick D'Ametto, the member for Hinchinbrook, has put this bill forward in the Queensland Parliament about the reef to reverse the regulations. And questions were asked at the parliamentary, hearing of the people from Ames. Well, what about this record high coral cover?
Yes.
And of course, they pull water and they say, oh, well, it's just the very fast corals that are growing back. And the reef is still doomed. But, of course, they forget that it's the fast-growing corals that are the ones that are hit by bleaching, that are smashed by cyclones, that are also affected by crown of thorns. So when the fast-growing corals get hammered, it's the end of the world. And when they all grow back really fast and get to record levels, well, it's still the end of the world.
You can't win. Your resilience astounds me. I mean, your resilience is greater than the strongest of corals, Peter Ridd.
Well, but actually, it's not. I actually say that if we have a nuclear holocaust and we obliterate the world, there'll be two animals that will live at the end of it. It won't be humans. Mm. It will be cockroaches and corals, because they are so tough. Yeah. They've gone through 200 million years of evolution and massive changes. These are not the delicate canary that will just wilt at a 1 degree temperature change or a 2 degree temperature change. They're going to be around for a very long time in the future.
Always good to talk to you, Peter. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, bye.
That's the marine geophysicist and independent scientist, Professor Peter Ridd. It's 19 past 10.